Howdy and Frank show. We're hanging out with Judge Alex from the highly rated courtroom show, now in its eighth season on My 13, weekdays, 2 p.m. So I'm sure you've seen that and checked it out. Thank you for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
I know
Thanks.
You're a busy man doing all the taping and living in Miami and go back and forth. This has got to be rough as hell. But did you 12 ever
12-hour days, you know, studying case law?
Yeah, going through, I mean, from, you know, being a cop when you first start out in law to did you ever imagine that you'd be doing eight seasons on as a television judge?
No. No, absolutely not. I can assure you that nobody sits around going, one day I'm going to be a TV judge. Yeah. It's not a career path that most
all
people
all judges
are.
That's
talking.
What I want to do.
That's
I,
my dream.
In fact, I was actually, I had been on the bench for 10 years, and I was actually 2 weeks from my appointment with the governor to, I had a very good shot at a vacancy on the appeals court. And I was the only one out of all the applicants who came out with a unanimous recommendation by the committee. So it was looking really good. And then all of a sudden, 20th Television, the syndication branch of Fox, called and said, we want to do a show. So it was
a
major.
Of course, everything happens at one time, right?
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, what
yeah.
do I do?
Well, right. Like my friend said, it's good to have options. But
true.
Crazy fork in the road, because you know in television, 8 out of 10 new shows fail every
right,
year.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. So 8 seasons, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're on the bench and you got your robe on, has there been times that you weren't wearing any pants and nobody knew it?
No. Why does everybody think that?
Because that's what everybody else would
that,
do, right?
That is the question that most people ask me. What do you wear under the robe? Now, my robe only comes down to just below my knees. So if I wasn't wearing anything, it'd look really stupid from there down.
Well, I think I'd want a full length. I wouldn't go with the mini robe.
Well, then, the shorty robe like your dad used
yeah,
to wear.
It looks like a Bond go-go dancer from behind the bench. I'm like, wait, that's a little short.
Just a suit.
No, there was a story about a judge who was sitting, you know, on the bench and had his robe on, and he was had a penis pump.
Yes.
Under there.
And I think that was a Florida case, by the way.
Of course it was. Definitely. What did we say? It's of course it's Florida.
No, actually, I'm not sure that it was.
But you didn't, like, know that guy. That. You don't know each other. You're just like, oh, yeah, judge. You know, all know each other. You're all in the newsletter.
Let's start with I'm not that guy.
Yeah, you're not that guy. You're not that guy.
I do not even know the guy.
Do you
definitely
know Judge Judy?
Yeah, oh, well, I've met her.
You've met Judge Judy?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
She's nice. She's actually a nice lady when she's not ripping your head off.
Right. When you're not before her.
Has there ever been anybody who was standing in front of you as the defendant and you're the judge that you thought just fell in love with as far as like, oh, they couldn't have possibly done this? I mean, is it hard like to be that guy who you can't think guilty or not guilty? You have to listen to the facts. Is there somebody that's like, look at that angel? I just couldn't.
No. I mean, there are people who have appeared in front of me who I felt bad for because I thought, you know, but for a really stupid mistake, they would be having a normal life, but they did something like, you know, the crime I hate the most, DUI, manslaughter, because you have people there. I don't mind sending a rapist to prison. I don't mind sending an armed robber to prison. But people like you or me or you who are just never getting in trouble, leading normal lives, parents, and all of a sudden they stop on the way home to get a drink with some friends and they end up having too many and all of a sudden they're going to prison because they T-boned some car and killed somebody. And just like that, they're
life
gone
changes.
For 8-9 years in state prison with all the armed robbers and murderers and rapists. You know, they don't give you a separate DUI prison. So I feel bad for people like that.
Because they probably didn't get rehabilitated in prison for their crime. Mean,
nobody gets rehabilitated in prison.
Yeah.
They gave up on that in the 70s.
Really?
That doesn't happen. I mean, they like to say, oh, we have programs, and they do have programs. But if you don't want to change, you're not going to change. But what does happen is jurors have a hard time picturing people as criminals. They think that people who do heinous things look heinous. And sometimes they're right. Sometimes you look at the guy and go, I wouldn't want to see this guy in an alley. But sometimes they look like anybody else. Serial killers like Ted Bundy, you know, they look perfectly normal. Casey Anthony. The jury has a hard time believing that any mother would do that to her child, let alone this young, attractive mother.
Because she so looked like anybody who lives next door to, you know, you in a neighborhood.
Absolutely.
I mean, she just looks like a regular
girl. That's the hardest thing. Yeah. Criminal defense lawyers take advantage of that and dress up their clients in sweaters, give them glasses even when they don't need glasses, to make them look harmless. And then jurors have a hard time convicting.
With the world being, I guess, smaller with social media, and, I mean, the Casey Anthony case, and everybody knowing about it, knowing what she looks like, is it hard to ever actually get a fair trial because of the media just always horning in on on the crime?
I would say it's harder.
Harder.
But, you know, like that case I tried that's a movie, it took me a month to pick a jury because I had to deal with all the pretrial publicity.
Right.
If the jury does what they're instructed to by the judge, the defendant will get a fair trial. That's avoid media coverage. Because everything you hear outside the courtroom is hearsay. The reporter didn't witness it. They're getting it from someone else. So the jury needs to hear it in the courtroom from the actual witnesses who saw
it. It's always tough, too, though, because I watch a lot of the crime shows and Law and Orders and everything. And when you know, one of the attorneys says something and the other attorney will say, you know, objection. Okay, you know, sustained. Please disregard that last comment. Yeah. It's like, I heard it. You can't unring a bell. Like, I'm a jury member. I still heard the comment.
Yes.
But that means you can't. It doesn't get on the thing, so we're going to deliberate.
In your deliberations, don't bring it up. Don't discuss it. You know, I mean, obviously, if it is something very crucial, if it is something that is devastating, then the judge grants a mistrial. But most of the time, it's minimal stuff, and they just disregard that. Don't use it in your deliberations. But if it was something big, like, for example, the defendant gave a confession and it was suppressed before trial, jury doesn't know about it. It's not going to hear. They're not going to hear about the confession. All of a sudden, the officer talks about the confession. That's unfixable.
That
results in a mistrial. Pick another jury and try it again.
Judge Alex hanging out with us. I was called to jury duty. I didn't actually get up to the interview process where they can decide whether they want me to be on the jury or not. But I was sitting back, you know, in the courtroom watching all these people go through it and people getting rejected and people getting accepted to the jury. And seeing people who didn't want to be on the jury saying things. It's like, okay.
Trying to get out of it.
He obviously wants to get rejected. But then watching the lawyers and how they would manipulate it to where an idiot, an obvious idiot, gets put on the jury because they want that idiot in the box for them. Is there any way as a judge you can say, that guy's an idiot, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm going to trump your selection and get rid of him.
The only way you as a judge can force seat or unseat somebody is really for the defendant. An example would be an individual who's being excluded for race, gender, national origin, something like that. But you have people who you really don't want on the jury, but as long as they can listen to the evidence, as long as they can think about it and make a decision, you know, if they're out there, like sometimes we have people who are just totally out of touch with reality, show up for jury duty. Those people you don't see, but the reality is neither side really wants them on there either because they're a loose cannon. But normally anybody, they actually have a constitutional right to serve as a juror, so... So he's in Florida.
I just saw that Kim Kardashian was pulled over. She's probably got to go to traffic court because she had her windows tinted, and I think she was actually talking on her cell phone at the same time.
Right.
Must not have been tinted enough if you saw her talking on her cell phone.
Should have gone with a limo tint.
Could have gone darker, got with the one charge.
So she got pulled over because her tints were too dark?
I guess in California, I've had to do a fix-it ticket. In California, I have window tint, too. It's hot. It's in the valley. It's summertime. It gets hot. So I have window tinting. I've gotten pulled over, and they write me a ticket, and I have to do a fix-it. So I have to take all the tinting off, go have them sign off on the fact that I did the fix-it ticket.
Then put all the tinting back on?
I put it all right back on. Of course I do. Yeah.
That's insane.
You scofflaw, you.
I like to have tinted windows, and it's ridiculous in the state of California that I can't have. I don't know. What is it?
You can have them tinted. They just don't want them to be quite that dark.
Yeah, they want to be able to see in the car.
I guess.
I don't think you can ever tint the windshield.
No, you can't tint the windshield.
No.
Only the top border.
Right.
Yeah. That looks so dumb, though. When you got all the other windows tinted and I can still see in the front one.
Bright as day.
You're cool. I can see you in there. But I didn't know tinted windows were supposed to keep the car cool. I thought it was supposed to make you look cool.
No, it's supposed to keep the sun out.
Keeps the heat out.
Right.
I didn't know. I was like...
Really?
I thought it was
sunglasses are keeping the sun. Yes, that's my. Yes, I roll up here. I want people to think that I'm a gangster.
With your 22s and your Escalade and your tinted windows.
My,
I was like, who do you think she is?
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj?
You really thought I was trying to look cool. That's hilarious.
I didn't think that it actually kept the sun out. I thought it's like dark. A hot car is going to be a hot car.
Right.
You're I didn't so think that silly. Shield actually worked. That you put in the front window?
Of course
the shield
it does.
That has the Simpsons on it or whatever? 1-800-955-5567. Let's see. This thing working? Let's take a call. They have a question about... this is a traffic question for you from Joshua on line 5. Hello, Joshua. Say hello to Judge Alex.
Hey, Judge Alex. How you doing?
I'm good, Joshua. How you doing?
Good. I don't know if this is actually what you see and listen to, but what about those picture tickets that we get on the cameras in some cities? What's the deal with those? Are those actually admissible? Can we get in trouble for those? Or how can we get them dismissed? Or are they dismissed?
How many have you gotten, Joshua?
Oh,
is this going to be one of those, I have a friend who's
You're
gotten
right.
so many?
Friend.
Yeah, I mean, you
just
can.
One,
because,
just one.
It varies from state to state. In Florida, they successfully challenged them because the legislature did not have, the cities did not have the authority to pass ordinances creating those those cameras.
And you can't prove that it's me driving, right? Like, what if there's a hand in front of the face or something?
That's the reason why they allow them, is because it's not a criminal infraction. It's not a criminal offense like driving with a suspended license. No points go on your license. It's just that car ran the light. They go ahead and they give you the fine, and they don't give you any points. And so they're able to do it without IDing you. Now, in some states, they do it differently. In some states, they do require that you be ID'd, and they have cameras going on both sides, and they get your picture. And it's kind of interesting, because in some of those situations, they've gotten people like, you know, they'll mail you the ticket to your house, to your driver's license. And sometimes the picture they mail you has, like, the guy with his girlfriend in the car, and the wife opens the mail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And goes, who is this? So they've had some interesting situations come up where...
Or it's just the top of a woman's head.
Yeah. Are we back on the Kim Kardashian case again?
Who else was in that car?
That's why she's got the window tint, you see.
Thank you, Joshua. We got a question from Christine on line 4. Christine, say hello to Judge Alex.
Hey, Judge Alex.
Hey, Christine.
Hey. You know, I'm in the middle of a small claim, and it's small potatoes, but my former landlord never gave me back any portion of my deposit, which was $7,000. And I tried not to sue him. I asked him over and over again to tell me what the damages were. I'm a single mom with two sets of twins. Mm-hmm. And, I thought he was a nice guy. I gave him like 3 months and got nothing, no response. And so I finally took it to small claims. And I'm wondering, what's the benefit of taking it to your show rather than just keeping it in the court? Is there a benefit to just actually appearing on your show with that? I'm kind of nervous about appearing in front of you.
You're afraid of me?
first
of all,
he's very nice. He's sitting right next to me. He's very kind.
First of all, now that we've discussed the case, I can't handle your case because
we're
talking about your case. But
okay.
The first thing I had in mind when you said your security deposit was $7,000, that sounds like a massive security deposit for a single mom with two or three kids. But normally landlords have a requirement that they have, I believe in California it might be 21 days, that they have to send you a notification saying we're not going to refund your entire security deposit and this is why. And they have to give you an itemized list of everything that they're withholding it for. And it has to be sent to your last known address. So if they didn't follow those rules, then they can't keep your security deposit, and the judge is going to make them kick it back. If they did follow those rules, then they still have to prove to the judge that those damages exist. So what I always tell people is when you move into an apartment, everybody has phones that have video in them right now. You know, just go walk through, do a walk through, video it. You want to sign a walkthrough with a landlord.
This is how I left the place. Yeah. This is the date.
When you're leaving, you do the same thing. When you move in, you do it. When you're leaving, you do it. Because they will come in, and anything that they want to upgrade, they will say you broke. And they will, they'll try to charge you for it. So, sorry, I can't do your case, though.
Yeah, okay. But take it to court. Fight on. Get your money back.
Thank you, Christine. Be sure and watch Judge Alex every weekday on My 13 at 2 p.m. Thank you so much for coming in. And this movie that's coming out, the Michael Bay film, is going to be, coming out in a month?
Yeah, I think in mid-April, near the end of April. It's called Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain. So
it's a real case from our
And we'll find out actually who plays you in the movie, if they do, in fact, put the judge in the movie. Yeah. Thank you, Judge Alex.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.